Ever try to balance a really complicated equation, like one with a ton of variables?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's kind of what we're talking about today, but way more complex. We're diving into how quantum computers might change how we solve these huge systems of equations.
And these systems, they're really the backbone of so much in science and engineering. We're talking about simulating how new materials work, modeling complex financial situations, all sorts of things.
Exactly. It's like they're the key to understanding how things work at a fundamental level. And this research we're looking at today, it explores how quantum computers, specifically annealers, might be able to find shortcuts to solve these problems.
Yeah, it's like having a calculator, but with superpowers, using quantum mechanics to its advantage.
Okay, so let's break this down. Let's say you're searching for something buried in a huge field. That's kind of like trying to solve these massive linear systems. You're trying to find the absolute best solution out of tons and tons of possibilities.
Right.
And the way it works now, what they call the box algorithm, it breaks down that huge field into smaller, more manageable search areas.
It's like getting a series of clues.
Uh-huh.
Each one narrowing down where you need to look until you find exactly what you're looking for. Those smaller areas, they're called QUBOs, and they're kind of like combinations on a lock.
I see.
The box algorithm, it goes through them systematically, eliminating the wrong ones until it gets to the right one, the optimal solution.
So you're saying there might be a way to make those clues even better.
Yeah.
Shrink those search areas even faster.
Exactly. This research, it's all about something called the contraction ratio, which basically controls how much smaller you make the search area with each step.
So instead of taking smaller steps, they're saying maybe we should be bolder, shrink the search area faster.
Right, exactly. They found that shrinking it by the standard 50% each time, well, that's not always the best way to go.
So how did they figure out the best way to shrink the search area? And how much faster can this actually be?
Well, they didn't just use intuition. They combined some serious mathematical analysis with a bunch of numerical experiments. They even tested it using both the typical ways and this new quantum annealing approach.
So they tested it out.
Yeah.
Did changing the contraction ratio actually make things faster?
Yeah, they found using a more aggressive contraction ratio, basically shrinking the search area more with each step, it led to much faster results.
Okay, but how much faster are we talking here? Like a small improvement or something more significant?
Oh, no, this wasn't about shaving off milliseconds or anything. We're talking speed ups of like 20% to even 60% in some cases.
Wow. That's a huge difference, especially for those really complex problems that can take weeks, even months to run.
Absolutely. Imagine like being able to develop new medicines or design totally new materials way faster. It could change so much.
So they found a way to make this quantum treasure hunt more efficient. But are there limitations? Can this contraction ratio trick work for any problem?
Well, that's the big question. This research, it was focused on a very specific type of linear system.
So it's not a magic bullet for every quantum computing problem.
Right. Think of it like finding a cheat code, but it only works for one level of a game. We still need to see if it works for other types of equations.
So there's still so much more to discover. It's not like they've solved everything.
Exactly. This is just the beginning. They've shown it works, which is a huge step. Now it's about, well, testing the limits, seeing how far we can take this and what other problems we can solve.
It's like we're on the verge of this whole new world of computing power.
Yeah.
But we're still trying to figure out all the rules.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
We're just starting to understand what these quantum computers can really do.
And this research, it gives us a peek at just how much faster things could get.
And for you listening, this isn't just about some abstract math problem, right? This is about changing entire fields.
Totally.
We could be talking about developing new technologies faster, like life-saving medicines or even better solar panels.
Exactly. Things that could really directly impact your life.
This deep dive has been pretty wild.
It has.
We've gone from like basic linear equations to like the crazy world of quantum mechanics.
All in the hunt for a faster way to solve problems.
And it seems like every answer we find just leads to more questions.
Yeah, that's the best part, isn't it? It just never stops.
I guess so. Well, that's all the time we have for today. But we'll leave you with this thought. What would you do with that quantum speed up? What problem would you want to solve if you had that kind of power? Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.